Thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Wow, you have got me turned up here, huh?
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay. I don't know if all the wax blew out of my ears.
Maybe.
On that one. Whoa.
Maybe. Well, I sound loud, too.
How's that? Do you need to be turned up?
No.
Too much?
Yeah, no, no. Turn down a little.
Turn down.
Yeah.
Gold. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Oh, now that? I think that's better.
Who was on last night?
Oh. I don't know, but they were deaf.
Wow. Good morning, everybody. And you're saying to yourself, well, why don't you adjust these before it starts? I don't know. We just got...
It's 7 o'clock in the morning, that's why.
That's why. No, it's 7:06 in the morning here on the 18th of May. Good morning. It is 7:06 on the 18th of May. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina is at the helm, and she's in there doing great things. Yes, she is. And Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, hon?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So, I can tell you what the weather is.
It's warm.
It's been the same all week.
Forever, absolutely. And it's 65 degrees in downtown Reading right now. It's going to be a high today of 94 and a low again this evening of 65. Friday at 93 and Friday night 65 and Saturday 92 and Saturday night 65. And on Sunday, it's going to be a high of 94, Sunday night 66 and Monday a 90. Oops, getting warm again. On Monday, it's going to be 98 and 65 at night. But then 91 on Tuesday, so the pattern's going to hold. And that's okay with me because it can hang around in the 90s. Gee, all the way through the end of May and through June, as far as I'm concerned. Doesn't have to get over 100.
It can be 90 in the 90s from now till September.
You got that right.
You know,
yeah.
Days in August.
It's, yeah, we can do without that. So we're happy with this. And then the sun is shining, and it's rodeo week, and it just doesn't get any better than that. So the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, our gas.
You know what? I was at the rodeo, I mean, from like 9 o'clock yesterday, right after the show, off and on, till 10 o'clock last night. You have no reason to make a mistake here. I'm glad I remembered your name. I have totally forgotten my guest name coming in, and I know this guy.
Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, before...
And actually, Carl, you don't have any idea what excuse I might have, and I'm not going to tell you.
Well, you know what? That's true. You are a gadabout.
Well,
you know what? You've got so many friends and so many things going on. You're past 60, and you are constantly on the go. I saw you Tuesday night. I have to read this first.
Okay.
Lone Stranger and Sidekick. It's for $300. They already found
the loot.
The loot. It's out. It was out in
Kids Kingdom.
Kids Kingdom. I learned yesterday from a hidden source how it was planted, and it is hilarious. How it was planted out there. It involved kids, whistles. I mean, okay. Here's your Thursday. We might not be in a total bind, but this duo left us stewing. As many found magnificent, serenading was their undoing. Give them a call at 530-223-1188. We might not be in a total bind, but this duo left us stewing. as many found magnificent, serenading was their undoing.
Hmm.
Okay, let me give a hint to somebody. I'm going to give a hint to all of our listeners.
Okay.
One of them has been on the show at some point in the last 14 years.
Well, that just narrows it right down, doesn't
it? 8,000 people.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And I was like, can you just tell me what year? No, I have no idea who it is. But that should, I have no idea who it is. But yeah. It has something to do with their singing, and I'm thinking cooking. I know who it is. I'm calling them at the break.
Okay.
I think I know who it is.
All right.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about the, I talked about it on yesterday some, but you were there. I want to hear what, you know, I'm invested in the Reading Rodeo Association, and I know John Payne real well. I know John Growney real well. I didn't know the other people. Those were before my time. And John Bauma, since I've lived here, he's been kind of like a legend, you know. You know, even people that probably didn't like John Bauma think he's a legend. So.
Well, and that was the one reason why I absolutely wanted to be there. I'm not as tied into the Rodeo Association as you are, although I love rodeo and have taken part in it for years and years.
Yes.
But I did know all those people, and I can remember when they were there. And when you guys started talking about celebrating the 75, well, I wasn't around when it started. I was there during the time that you're recognizing those people and all that. So I absolutely wanted to be, and I thought that dinner was absolutely fantastic.
Well,
the remembrances of the people that were remembered and all the other people that came to light during that process that were a part of the start of this rodeo and making it what it is today and why it's so important to this community. And don't you dare turn that down.
Okay, I won't. I'll just leave it the way it is.
Okay.
We're talking about the air conditioning. I go through these hot flashes. I don't know. I was fortunate enough. I was on the rodeo committee. They made me the head of the rodeo committee, but the rodeo program committee, which means nothing because it's an equal thing. Only thing I did was set up the meetings, right? And now I'm here to blame, but if anything's wrong. But I read so much history, and I helped rewrite history, and I did an article in there in the program on John Payne. Talking back and forth with John, and he is a hoot. Let me tell you, what you see is, I mean, what you hear is this man. But about Bauma and what he did, this man had such an impact on this area, especially in rodeo. I mean, he started the six pack rodeo.
Yeah.
So, that night was good for me to hear, you kind of see it.
Yeah.
I really didn't know the Mazas in it. Is it, did I pronounce that right? I hope. But what a big part they play. And then afterwards, you hear these stories about them.
Yeah.
Incredible.
No, it was.
And she was there.
Yeah. And I specifically, like I said, I made it a point that was not one of the things that I wasn't going to miss about this rodeo.
Well,
that dinner was, because then it was, the tickets went pretty quickly, and you know.
You think.
Yeah. But I went with Lee Luft. He was here, the auctioneer. Yeah,
we had 250.
And his wife.
Because I was working on that too, and we had 250 people. I mean, we the whole place was crowded. You know what?
Oh yeah.
When we do this next year, I mean, we may need to get a bigger place.
Yeah. Well, no, it was just a perfect crowd.
It was
a perfect evening. It was something to really look forward to, and so anticipated it, and it was not a disappointment.
Not at all. And John Growney telling stories about Red Rock.
Oh, John Growney,
you
can listen to him talk forever.
I could have him on for 2 hours.
Oh, every day. And he would just continue to amaze. When I was in Las Vegas at that big North Point, South Point.
South Point.
The name is front and center in that one area in the hallway.
Yeah.
First thing I saw when I started looking at that wall, the first time I was at South Point, is bang, John Downey. I mean, he's been around forever, and we've all known him, and he's been such a part of rodeo in this whole area.
Yeah.
And the bulls and stuff. But he's a character, and you could just listen to
and
him
the
forever.
Nice, you know what? He's a nice guy.
Nice man.
He and Linda, I'm a little bit sometimes scared to have both in the same room. I mean, there's a love fest going on there. He was riding through the arena at the Reading Rodeo and saw Linda and rode across so he could give her a kiss on the cheek, I guess. It was recognizing the people that brought us 75 years of rodeo. And at 8:30, we're going to have a guy named Mike Quinn in here. And the reason we're doing that is Mike's completely separated from the Reading Rodeo Association. When he heard that we may be going away, he's gone into action. And we have at the Reading Rodeo Association no association with him at all. He's doing this on his own about 75 more years, and he'll be in here at 8:30 to talk about
it. Well, and Mike can get fired up like nobody else in the whole world.
You know,
he's got a project.
Yes.
I worked with Mike Quinn on the Older Adult Policy Council, and he was the one that originally started up the whole thought process about way back when the Power to Seniors program was born in Shasta County.
Yeah.
That was Mike Quinn that came up with, what are you talking about that our seniors are not going to have power and they might have to, you know. And we started the Power to Seniors thing. He brought Pat Boone here. He was the one that helped me start the Celebrity Soup Kitchen. Mike Quinn gets a bone, and watch out. He'll get it done.
And he is under the surface, totally under the surface. We got to take a break here. But he'll be here at 8:30. And Mike Quinn is the one that got us in the radio. He sold us the signal for 1460 AM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This portion of the show, speaking about another local organization, it's Cornerstone Community Bank. I mean, they've been in the business for 16 years, but the day they opened, they started helping people, moving dreams forward. They built into four branches, the first one down in Red Bluff, but then one at 1845 California Street, and the main branch on 192 Hartnell Avenue, Cobblestone Shopping Center. Their fourth branch right down in Anderson, they just opened up, what, a year ago, maybe? It's going on 2 now.
Going on 2 years. Going on 2 year and a half, yeah.
For more information, do Bank Cornerstone or go to bankcornerstone.com. We do banking with Cornerstone, and it's kind of like the Cheers of banking. The girls know me when I walk in. Oh, have you filled out your deposit slip this time? You don't have to fill out a deposit slip. You don't have to do that anymore. You just walk in and say, I need help. Okay, it's 7:17 in the morning. It's going to go up to 90-something today, 92, I think. Going to be a great day, and it's going to be a great night for rodeo. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance match detachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Always been cowboy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Yeah, this week is, we're all cowboys this week.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the Board of Supervisors just said they're going to hire this, I think, Dave Rickert. No relation at all to Mary Rickert.
Right.
And then they lined up.
And it's a good thing to notice that, as far as I can tell, they all agreed on this.
Yeah.
So all five members of the board have agreed that this is our guy.
Okay. So maybe we can start moving forward on that point. But and then they had the they tabled Patrick Jones's request to put
the gun club in.
Yeah, and he's getting a lot of pushback.
Well, of course he is, and I'm just going to have to tell you that you know, those of us that have been around a while, as we have, remember that gun club issue, this is not Patrick Jones going out and, because I'm on the Board of Supervisors now, I'm going to push through a gun club.
No, he's been working on this for 10 years at least.
Oh, 20 years. Minimum.
Okay.
I mean, because he started with this whole thought process right after the Reading Gun Club was closed, and my son was probably 18 years old at that time, and he's now 51. Well, so that's how long the gun club's been gone.
And the city screwed.
And the city said, we're going to close this, but we're going to build you a new one within blah, blah, blah.
Which they didn't.
Which they did not. So Patrick
to this day
has been in this process with this property for a long, long time.
The Reading Gun Club is well set up. It's well taken care of. A pistol bay. They're constantly working on it down there, but they don't have long range, and they, you know,
there's no
long range shooting there. But
right,
I know he bought the land. He bought the land, but he's getting a lot of pushback from Millville.
And, well, he is, and those people have been through the sound test. All those things. See, we went through this for years, Carl. We went on different locations. I went through a lot of the sound tests. I attended a lot of the hearings on different properties in that whole area. He's done his due diligence.
He has. He's,
and those people now want to fight the battle again. Yeah. I can't. I'm sorry that the board just didn't go ahead and do it.
Well, it was 2-2.
Yeah.
Well, let me guess what they were.
Of course.
And it was Mary and Tim on one side.
Yeah. And that's just insanity.
And Chris and Kevin on the other side.
Yeah.
And Jones can't vote.
Yeah.
Anyway, but then they had their petition signing out there to recall Kevin Cry. And I'll have to say, I've seen it on Facebook. Come join us here. And the ones that are putting it out on Facebook, I know are Democrats and liberal Democrats who are doing it. They're Democrats. And they're talking about, oh, we need a moderate Republican in there.
Well, you're not going to get a moderate Republican. You're going to get a Democrat, a very liberal Democrat, because the governor's going to appoint him. And I'm here to tell you, the governor will not appoint anybody but a liberal governor.
Well, from what I understand, we give him a list of names. So,
I'm going to tell you, no governor, not Governor Wilson, Governor Schwarzenegger, Governor anybody appoints out of their party.
And
they don't do it.
So, and that's, you know, everybody has absolutely the right to recall. And if you remember, I was against the Modi recall, even though I thought that there was reasons there. But I was against the recall, you know, simply because, hey, that's what we have elections for. It's just the same way for Cry. That's what we have elections for. And the reason they're picking Cry is they think they've got the best chance. They don't think they've got a chance to recall Jones or Kelstrom. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. People absolutely have the right, and I'm really looking forward to getting some of the recall people on the show so they can explain it to me. I've seen sound bites and all that, but to have them here for an hour and we can ask.
And actually ask them what exactly, other than the fact that you disagree with a couple of their decisions, what grounds do you have to actually recall a sitting supervisor that's only been there 4 months?
And they're going to tell you it's the way that they've voted on the
Dominion.
Let me tell you about that too. Why would we? There is. I have not seen the plan, but maybe it's because I'm not sitting in those meetings. But I don't, you know, to do away with one voting system without having another one in place is, I find, interesting. Why would they do that? I mean, I can see, okay, look, we're going to set it up like this. We're going to, you know, this is the way we're going to do it. We've got it all lined out. Boom. And then you do it.
Well,
you may have to put it off a year, but
I personally believe that the other side of that is making it a whole lot more complicated than it actually is. Unfortunately, you know, the side that are opposed to them are the ones that have got all the press. And all of the.
Well, they haven't, the pro Cry haven't not launched yet. They've got a commercial.
Well, they've got a fundraiser tonight.
And they've got a fundraiser tonight at the,
at Wind River.
At Wind River. And I'm not sure what time that starts, but it's going to be a fundraiser to fight this thing. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, the thing is, Nathan Blaze got up there in front of the board during public comment time and said the reason they're going after Kevin Cry is, like you said, is because they can't see themselves recalling Patrick Jones. That's a hell of a reason.
Yeah.
And then it's the Dominion decision. It's that only decision. So now we're going to start recalling supervisors because we don't like their decision. And now they're claiming that it's a bipartisan deal. Yet, just like you said, you can't find a Republican very few of them that would sign this, in my opinion. And those that do are probably rhinos. But you take Tim Hill, he claims that he's been affiliated with the Republican Party all his life. But the paper said that he dropped out of the Republican Party in the early 2000s. And if you go to Pork the Hornet's Nest in the archives this last show, this last Sunday, boy, we just lay it out, and we've got clips from the supervisors' meetings showing the dishonesty. They're claiming that Kevin Cry has already cost us millions of dollars. That's a complete false statement. And I hear that Jeff Godert has his eye on being the replacement for Kevin Kreisler.
I don't know who Jeff Godert is.
Successful.
Who's Jeff Godert?
Oh, he's ramrodding the recall.
Okay.
He was public defender.
That's right.
The public defender's office for 10 years.
Okay. All right. We got to run. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, where I'm heading to as soon as I get a minute, because Linda's birthday is Sunday. And
all us good gals were born in May.
There you go. Four Winds Jewelry, they have such a great selection of jewelry. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. They're located, again, at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right down here in Redding. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
It's a white and there's nothing. The gold and the buckle, he'll win the next door round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Day's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Celebrate 30 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $300,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prizes. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win up to $300,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's rodeo week. We are in the midst of a rodeo, had the first night last night. And on the phone is John Montiel. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're great. Hey, thanks for taking time. I know you're just busy. You are the, if I have this right, are the arena director?
Yes, that's kind of my official capacity, the rodeo chairman, arena director, yes, sir.
And you've also been president of the Redding Rodeo Association, I think.
2009, I had the honor to lead the volunteers down there, and It was a good time. It was something I really enjoyed.
Well, now, John, tell people what the arena director does. I mean, we've only got a half an hour, so kind of
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell, I am in charge of hiring all of our contract personnel, our rodeo announcers, stock contractors, bullfighters, pretty much anybody that is not in a red shirt that is in our arena. I hire them. And then once we get them in place, I manage our volunteers, our red shirt guys, make sure they're where they're supposed to be in the arena and are doing the job that they're assigned to do, which is, that's probably the easiest thing I do. These guys, we've been doing this 75 years. Most of these guys know their jobs, inside and out. That's probably the easiest thing of everything I do. That's probably the easiest thing that I do is help our volunteers out. So
I can't tell you, you know, I mean, I just got involved with us last year before the last rodeo and joined the Reading Rodeo Association. And you cannot believe the amount of work these volunteers do.
Oh.
And John is a pivotal part of making sure that rodeo works. You just heard what he did. He runs the rodeo inside that arena, and it is not an easy job, but yes, we do have volunteers there. Now, John, when you're in during the rodeo itself, I mean, I saw you yesterday. I think I saw you once. And you were running, chasing sheep down a maybe not that. Maybe you weren't chasing the sheep down the thing, but you were watering an area where the one-armed bandit keeps his animals. But when does your day start?
Typically, my day, usually about 6 o'clock, I start getting phone calls. In fact, as we came on air, I was getting a phone call from our Slack coordinator, Kelly Jennings. And so there's something going on down there right now that I... But typically my day starts about 6. Try to get the first flight of emergency phone calls over and out of the way. I usually show up at the rodeo grounds between 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning by the time I get my paperwork at home done. And then last night, I left there at 11:30 last night. And that was a quick night. I mean, our show went really well last night.
It really did.
We were about 2 hours and 15 minutes long, which let us get into feeding the stock quicker and getting our guys to get home. Probably Friday night of rodeo, I probably won't leave the rodeo grounds till 1 o'clock in the morning by the time we get done doing our chores. So, yeah, it's a makes for long days, but it's only 4 of them, so it's not like it's going to kill you.
Well, it's we say 4, but every meeting I've gone to, of course, John's there, and
it's gone for months before.
This is the one thing I was truly amazed about. You know, I've been on other boards where a monthly meeting, will take 2 hours that usually should take 30 minutes. The Reading Rodeo Association starts at 6; it's over at 7, and we're talking about a multi-million-dollar business here, and all of these things are happening. And it's done in an hour because they're organized like this. It's spectacular.
I'm just going to say that I think there's so much behind the scenes that people never take into consideration. I think the thing that I notice the most is the condition of the inside of the arena. You start this whole process with that arena almost like concrete for the steak dinner, for all of those things, and then when that rodeo starts for the animals and stuff, you got a whole new animal out there. I mean, that ground is perfect for the horses and the cows and all of that. That in and of itself is an art, to keep the same soil doing all those different things for all those different functions.
A wise man once told me that job, because I did that job in 2005, 2006, I took care of the rodeo. I took care of the ground, and I worked the tractor, watered it. A wise man once told me that you could go from hero to zero in a load of water.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Too much, not enough.
Well, hey, John, is there special? Is it special dirt in the arena?
We try to keep a clay sand mix, and we use a lot of, like, we call crack sand. It's got jagged edges to it. It's not smooth. You think of smooth sand, or what they would call wash sand, acts a lot like ball bearings in there. So we use a crack sand that's got jagged edges that kind of grips and bites. The clay helps us keep moisture in the ground all night long, because if it was straight sand, and you could put a ton of water on it, and an hour later it'd be dry and dusty again. So the clay helps us keep the water content in the ground, keep the dust down. It also gives it the ability to pack a little bit, and if you wanted to, you can turn it into a concrete-like substance. Like you see at stake feed, and then that crew will come in and start watering and working up that ground. And to get it from concrete to an rodeo arena is about an 8 to 10 hour process of putting a load of water on, letting it soak, ripping it up, another load of water, cross ripping it to different direction, another load of water, try to get it to start rolling over and mixing a little bit. So it's tedious. And like I said, you put even just a quick spray of water too much on it, and then it just turns into a goopy, runny mess. So,
but I don't think people understand is that when they've, well, I didn't understand it, so maybe other people don't. The composition of that arena, it's got to be, you've got barrel racers going on that need the traction, and you've got bulls out there, you've got your team ropers and your tie down ropers. They've all got something they'd like to see. And you've got to put it all in one arena and keep everybody happy.
And if it's not good, it's going to be very damaging to the animals. I have a son that, or a grandson who does cattle cutting. I mean, that's the difference in the ride. If that field is not workable, you can hurt your horse badly.
Yes, ma'am. And what you got to remember is cutting, once again, that is a completely different event than even rodeo when it comes to ground preparation. Cutting people usually like a really deep, sandy, loamy arena, so their horse can get into the dirt and push off and travel and stop, and you don't have any of that resistance. When you talk about bucking stock wants something that's firm, that's not very deep, because they want the animal to jump and kick as it comes across the arena. And if it's deep, they're going to get tired really fast. Barrel racers, depending on which one you talk to, some of them like it shallow and a little dry. Some of them like it deep and wet. And then the timed end event guys, they want it to be medium with a medium amount of water so that it's fast, but their horse can dig in when they want it to stop and stop the animal. So yeah, it's a fine line. You try to do
it. It's an art that is something I don't think a lot of people think about. Those kind of mechanisms, what goes behind the scenes to put on something like a rodeo week is just impressive.
I should have gotten my stuff together and done a documentary about Reading Rodeo and what it takes to do it. Just what John is talking about.
Well, if you're looking for pictures, I'll tell you, the gal at Bonnie Mason's got pictures of every event, every preparation, all day, every day.
Every day.
Great record.
Hey, John, are you going to be able to stay with us to the top of the hour, or you really need to get out of here?
I could probably, if I could take a little break for a second and call Kelly back and make sure the world's not on fire down there.
Okay.
If we're going to a break, I can do that real quick, and I can call from my wife's phone, and then when you're ready to come back, just give me a heads up. I'll be more than happy to answer any more questions.
Okay, we're going to take 3 minutes of commercials, and if you're not back right then, we'll chat until you come back. But bottom line is, we do not want to interfere with everything you're doing right now. We know how busy you are, and appreciate you so much coming on.
Not a problem.
Okay.
I'll wait to hear. Talk to you guys in a few minutes.
Okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Right down the street here on the corners of Market and Eureka Way. And when I say this, it's next to Dutch Bros. People said, well, why are you talking about Dutch Bros? And I went, it's because it's next to Dutch Bros, and that's where you can find it. Sorry, guys, don't get offended. But this is where I go down to get my truck washed. It comes out looking just wonderful. And let me tell you right now, that truck is covered with everything. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash. They are just really nice people. They've been in, they're locally owned, locally operated. They have been in that location for like 100 years, maybe not the car wash, but they've been there for a long time doing business in that area. Quick and Clean Car Wash. I totally recommend them. We'll be right back.
Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I'm not big on salt.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Celebrate 30 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $300,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prizes. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win up to $300,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to a world of service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com. Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays, La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Did John call back, Christina?
He's still okay on the line. He was not going to leave the line.
Oh, John?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back. Did you get your phone? Did you handle the emergency?
Yeah, we got a gate that's not operating correctly down there. So once I get done with you guys, I'm going to head that way and see if I can't get the gate fixed.
Hey, Yeah, we're here with John Montiel, who is the arena director of the Reading Rodeo, and it's a volunteer job. John has been with the Reading Rodeo for, what, decades yet? Or just
1999 was my first year in.
Okay, so we can say decades.
Yeah.
And he has been the president of the Reading Rodeo Association and is the arena director. And as important as everything else is to make those make the rodeo come off, it's all pivoting around the arena and the animals. How much damage to a, you said you got a gate that's having a problem. And last night was extreme bulls. Bulls do a lot of damage out there?
Not consistently. Most of these animals, this is their job. This is what they know.
Yeah.
They show up, they go to work, they just want to go back in the pen and lay down and relax and get a drink of water. And so
they know what they're there for.
Yeah, it's like I said, 99% of the time, a bull will load. Get on. The rider will get on. We'll buck the bull out. The contestant will either ride or get bucked off. Chance Baker, our outgate operator, will open the outgate. And if you watch, a lot of those bulls know where that outgate is because we run them through the arena ahead of time and show them where it's at, and they will go right back to that outgate and right out of the arena.
Yeah, I've been there when the bulls were turned out, and they let them run around the arena.
Yeah, teach them where
they go to. And one bull last night, you would think he was looking around, and he had gotten turned around, and he was looking at the crowd and coming up, but the pickup guys were right there with ropes. But it wasn't like he wasn't that close like to make a jump. But he got a little bit confused. As soon as he saw it, he was okay.
Yeah.
So,
and that's Matt and Bobby, Bob Marriott, Matt Twitchell.
Yeah.
There are two pickup guys we hire, the two best guys there is in the business. And they know when they need to apply pressure to get the job done, and they know when to kind of just let the animal settle down for a second and then start trying to move it in a direction. He was a little lost. I happened to be up in our rodeo flats area when that was happening and was having flashbacks and nightmares.
I wasn't even going to mention that. I wasn't even going to mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we all did.
It's a part of rodeo. It does happen. It's nothing we ever like to see happen. But unfortunately it is a part of rodeo and it does happen. So, Matt and Bobby were right there last night and they got two ropes on him and got him leading in a direction and we got him out and as soon as he saw the gate, he was out the out gate and in the back pen getting a drink of water. So.
Well, and you saw that. I saw that look. If you've ever seen a bull with a confused look on his face, that was it. He was looking, left and right going, I know there's a way out of here. Hey, John, let's talk about the guys running the chute gates. It's people with, like Lee's got a headphone on. Everybody is there. I mean, this thing is so choreographed. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, we'll start with Lee. Lee Luft is our shoot boss person, and basically Lee's job is to know which animal we're going to and being in communication with our announcers, Haley and the scoreboard guy, to let them know, hey, we're going to move from shoot two because the animal's having an issue. We're going to roll up to shoot three, and then everybody can go to that contestant and know who they're talking about and which animal they're talking about. Our next two guys are going to be Justin Myers and Rich Pringle. They are our gate guys. One of them throws what we call is a latch thrower, so he'll trip the latch on the gate when the cowboy nods. The other person is the actual puller, and he's got about a 6-foot rope. And depending on what the animal likes as far as when the gate swings, depends on what he does. Most horses, you'll open the gate to 90 degrees from the chute, and the horse will come out, and that'll kick the horse straight out to the middle of the arena. Some horses don't like that because they like to have the gate swung all the way open, and then they'll travel down the kind of the bucking chutes at a 45 to come out. So you're in constant contact in that position, you're watching the stock contractor on the back of the chute, and he's going to give you a straight out hand signal or over or something like that. And then in the bulls, you pull the gate and you run for your dear life and try to get up out of the way as quickly as you can.
You know, see, this is the fascinating part of this. This is a great show.
This is a
because there's so much goes on behind the scenes of these things.
Oh my gosh!
That people have no idea.
And it's so choreographed out there.
That,
I mean, it is
so
like,
many people
it's
involved.
Like a military operation. I mean, and the guys you've got doing this, I mean, they know what they're doing, but it is still. And you can hear the announcer. He will stretch it, because the rider's not ready to come out right then.
And all these names that you're mentioning, these are all volunteers.
These are all people, locals.
These are local. These are people we deal with every day. Lee left. I mean, he was your auctioneer the other night.
Yes, ma'am. And then Justin Myers works for Eddie Axner Excavation.
Yeah.
He's one of our local sponsors. Rich Pringle owns his own business in town.
And Rich is on the end of that 6-foot rope, right?
Yeah, I just find this fascinating. I don't think people understand all that.
Yeah, they kind of rotate, I believe.
Okay.
Who does what, at least when I did it. The one year I was dumb enough and thought, hey, that looked like a fun job to do. I did it with a gentleman, and we actually rotated one of, you know, for horses, I would pull rope, and then the bulls, I would throw latch. So,
uh-huh.
You know, that's what worked for us. So I'm not sure if they rotate or not. I'm usually kind of running around. I know they've got it handled, so I don't really have to watch them unless I hear a huge gasp from the audience and think, okay, there's something going on. I need to kind of possibly poke my head out and take a look at it.
A huge gasp from the audience. Yes.
That's usually your first telltale sign something's going really wrong.
Yeah.
Well, last night's rodeo was Extreme Bulls and Barrel Racing, but for the first time we partnered up with Ready Rancheria. So there were dancers in there. There was extra things at the beginning, during the national anthem and all this. And it all came off. It all came off really, really well.
Yeah.
I don't want to say amazed. You never, when you try something so different, you never know how it's going to work out or how your crowd's going to react to it. And the crowd, our crowd is our number one thing. We want people to be happy and be entertained. When we started the grand entry and we started with the America the Beautiful in the native language,
yeah,
and then the prayer and then the flute playing,
yeah,
you could hear a pin drop in that place.
You could.
Exactly.
And when they were done, the crowd erupted. They were behind it. And then later on with the native dancers, I mean, the crowd was all into that. Last night for Wednesday night, that crowd was amazing.
Wind River was so excited to be a part of this, and I think that's just wonderful for our community that both of those entities have come together, and it was incredible.
Well, I think we've learned a lot. We hosted their powwow, their Stillwater powwow this year. By hosted, I mean they used our arena. We didn't really have much. We just made sure they had what they needed to have their event go off, and I think we've learned a lot working together at that event. And I think we learned a lot about each other and realized that we both have a lot to offer. Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years, and we have a financial impact in the community, and as well as we have programs that we give back to the community through, whether it's our Helping Hands or our scholarships and things like that. And the Rancheria does too. And I think they're really involved in the community. So I think it only makes sense and it's natural for us to try to partner up on some things and be able to donate more back and give back and help each other out where we can. I think it's a relationship that's only going to grow.
I think so.
Oh,
it's so good for the community. They loved the
powwow at the rodeo arena. They, you know, I think they've got a home with us for a long time.
As long as we have a home, they're going to have a home.
And it's nice to have them helping fight that battle at this point.
I think it is. It is nice to have another good ally in this. And I don't want to call it a battle or a fight because I've learned more about politics in this than I've ever wanted to know about politics in this. And I think I think I pray that it's going to work its way, work itself out, and Reading Rodeo will be able to stay there for the next 75 years and continue to put on one of the top 40 rodeos in the nation. I mean, yeah. You look around at where we stand in the standings.
Breaking news.
The amount of money we put.
No, keep going. I've got to wrap it up though here, and you've got to go back to work. So, yeah, okay. I mean, $8 to $10 million every year. I mean, we can get into that, and we're going to have somebody later on in the show that's leading a grassroots movement to to keep us here another 75 years. But I just wanted people to kind of get to know John Montiel. And he is, like I said, the arena director. He's been a member of the Reading Rodeo Association since 1999. But he is one of the main reasons it is so well choreographed. The arena is ready and all these other things. And, John, we just wanted to kind of give you a little spotlight time here to say thanks.
And now go do your job and keep everybody safe, because that's what it's about.
I appreciate it, guys. But once again, I'm one person in a wheel of about 75 people to make this happen. So, we're all volunteers and we're all there for the same reason. And I couldn't do my job without all of them and all of you guys being involved. So I appreciate everything you guys do for us as well.
Okay, right. We'll see you this afternoon.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. All right. Hey, we got to take a break for the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Surgeries and irreversible medical procedures on children.
On Wednesday, the Texas state legislature passed a bill that would make it illegal for medical workers to provide any transsexual procedure on minors. The bill will also force teenagers already on hormones or puberty blockers to stop using the drugs. Meanwhile, in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis signs a series of bills that he says will let kids be kids. DeSantis said the bills will protect children from permanent mutilating surgical procedures, gender identity politics in schools, and attending sexually explicit adult performances. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Wall Street, the Dow up 33 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. And get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
South Korea vetting a new batch of defectors from North Korea.
The government here is being really careful about what it releases at this stage because it's sensitive stuff. They're all now being questioned by authorities here, which is why this is all a bit hush-hush still. Because when North Koreans arrive in South Korea, they first get questioned for weeks, sometimes months, by the intelligence services. And that's just to check that they are who they say they are, that they're, crucially, they're not North Korean spies. Then they're sent to a resettlement center where they're taught all about life in South Korea. So this process can take, you know, sometimes up to 6 months before they're resettled in society.
That's the BBC's Gene McKenzie. The top leaders of Pakistan and Iran have inaugurated the first border market as relations warm between the two countries. It's the first of six such markets to be built along the Pakistan-Iran border, that under an agreement signed by the two sides. Townhall.com. An NBA star is apologizing for a second incident involving a gun.
Grizzlies star Ja Morant says he takes accountability for the latest video in which he is apparently seen holding a firearm. His statement came shortly after NBA Commissioner Adam Silver expressed disappointment that the Memphis guard is under investigation by the league again. Silver met with Morant after a similar incident in March and suspended him for 8 games. Silver said he was, quote, shocked, end quote, when he saw the video during a televised interview with ESPN before Tuesday's draft lottery in Chicago. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
After arriving in Japan for the G7 summit, President Biden met with the Japanese Prime Minister. The summit will focus heavily on the war in Ukraine, as well as China's aggressive behavior. Mr. Biden returns to Washington on Sunday for more talks on the debt ceiling. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Botts.
Because it's Thursday morning.
And Trish is my Thursday girl. So, good morning, everybody. The 18th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. With Sue is backing up in there because our automated system is not so automated this morning. We'll figure that out.
We are trying our best to fix it.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, hon. Just keep the cowboy music coming. Trish.
70 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today. Not unusual. It's been this way for a week. 94 degrees. And tonight it's going to be clear and a low of 65. On Friday, sunny and a high of 93. Saturday night, or Friday night, 65 again. On Saturday, sunny, a high of 92. Saturday night, a low of 65. So we're going to have great rodeo weather all the way through. And on Sunday, a high of 94 and a low of 66. On Monday, going to warm up just a little bit to 98 and then back down after that on Tuesday and kind of stay in those mid-90s. And on Wednesday, a high of 88. So, boy, we're loving this weather, and it doesn't need to get 100 for us anytime soon. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I want to just briefly say, we talked earlier about the fundraiser. 3793.
Got it.
Yeah. We talked briefly about the fundraiser for Kevin Cry tonight. For those of you on that side of that picture, there is a fundraiser tonight at Wind River. The doors open at 4 o'clock. Dinner starts at 6 with an auction to follow. If you have questions about that, you can get call Jones Fort or the Ninja Coalition at headquarters. So, if you're interested.
And if, you know what, all you pro recall people, if you've got events going on, just give us a call and we'll be glad to announce those too.
And one other final thing before we go into the Rodeo Queen, I want to give a shout out to Wind River from the Frontier Senior Center. They were on the radio the other day talking about their latest rounds of grant rounds. And we were fortunate enough to get $5,000 from Wind River for the automatic door at the Frontier Senior Center. So we're super excited. It's a major thing for the center.
Well, it's just something else at Wind River
so
does.
So thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, today's clue for the big bank holdup. They found the money. It was out at,
Kids Kingdom.
Kids Kingdom.
And the garbage can. And the story behind that is pretty interesting.
It is. Kids involved and everything. Yeah. Okay. But today's clue for the lone stranger and sidekick is this. We might not be in a total bind, but this duo left us stewing. As many found magnificent, serenading was their undoing. And if you can figure them out, they still haven't figured them out yet, you give them a call at 530-223-1188. Now, I will give you a clue, because I was told this. One of them has been on our show.
Now, narrows it down to about 8,000 people.
8,000, that's about 8,000 people. And that's all they said. And makes no difference. I don't remember who was on Monday right now. So, anyway, there you go. Now, we are with royalty. Here, we were with Miss Reading Rodeo 2023, Cassie Landon.
Thank you for having me here.
I saw Cassie last night at about 10?
Yeah, about 10.
I was carrying messages for Cassie last night.
You were.
And it worked. I found him.
Good.
He just got on the phone there. I assumed it worked. Once I delivered the message, that was it. I was out of it like that.
That is the story behind that.
Well, no, I mean, She is a very busy young lady at the rodeo. Oh, but tell us about Cassie.
So I'm 21 years old. I was born and raised in Anderson, and I still live there. And I work three jobs. I work as an animal control officer, a veterinary assistant, and I work at a feed store.
Which feed store?
I work at Haas.
Haas, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I wonder if I've seen you there. How long have you been there?
Since I was about 16.
Well, I probably have seen you.
Yeah.
You didn't look the same.
Yeah.
You didn't have a sash on.
No.
Okay. But you can now.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
I could if I wanted to. The manager over there was actually my first queen coordinator for Cottonwood Rodeo.
Okay.
So
what's your other, you were Miss Cottonwood?
I was, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, that's where I remember seeing you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was my first queen title. I consider myself a first generation horsewoman. I wasn't raised really in the rodeo atmosphere besides, you know, being a member of Reading Rodeo. Outside of that, I just showed horses, did Western Pleasure, English Pleasure, that kind of thing. And then Pam had actually talked me into running for Miss Cottonwood Rodeo, and I was kind of like, well, that would be fun. And here I am.
Here you are.
Good job.
Now, the duties of Miss Reading Rodeo.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. People don't realize all of... Every time, because I'm involved, of course, in the Reading Rodeo, but also pancake breakfast and all these other things, there's Cassie. So tell us what your duties are, or at least most of them.
So I do have to maintain a professional aura about me, and I do have to try to go to pretty much all the events. So most of the members, I mean, they can get a free pass, but I do have to try to go to every event. And that's why this week has been so busy, because I had to go to Steak Feed. I had to help with all the mutton busting. I had to, you know, I've been at about three or four.
Tuesday night inaugural?
Yes. So I've been at about three or four events a day.
Every place there's a microphone that has to do with the rodeo, you got to be there.
Yep.
Let me tell you how strict they are. We were there, and somebody was taking a photo, and I said, can you hold this? But it was like a glass of beer or something. And no, I cannot hold it. I cannot be around it. There will never be a photo of it. And totally understand that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. The whole perception of your position is, you're right. You can't even be standing next to somebody, basically, that's got a beer in their hand. You just really need to keep that totally above board and professional.
Yep. And get a little difficult sometimes, because, you know, those guys at the rodeo grounds, they like to get rowdy. But
oh, for sure. And not only that, what is your term? How long are you in office?
So I was crowned back in October, and the reason you maybe haven't seen me is because we just hit our summer run of rodeos. So I'm going to be pretty busy. I'm planning on going to Hayward the day after Reading Rodeo, so I'll be traveling on Sunday. But I will give up my title again this October.
Okay. Now,
you got a year of being on.
Yeah.
Well, you see in a lot of rodeos different queens that are there.
Yeah.
And, of course, they all want as many queens as they can get. Mm-hmm. Do you get, but they have a horse for you there, usually?
No, I take my own horse over there. Okay. And if I wanted to, I believe that there's a way that I could turn in receipts to the association, but mm-hmm. I haven't done that. Everything's been out of my pocket. So all of my transportation, everything has been out of my pocket. So
good for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's... if you go to, say you go one in San Diego, let's just say,
mm-hmm.
and you fly into San Diego because you didn't bring your horse, do they provide horses, or is that something you don't like doing?
That's something that I would have to know somebody down there. So I'd have to reach out to one of my queen friends and say, hey, are you going to be down here? Do you have an extra horse that I could borrow? I am planning on going to Santa Maria Rodeo, and apparently their whole rodeo grounds are just sand, so I know my truck's gonna get stuck, so I might have to borrow a horse down there. But
so people don't realize that it's not just sitting there and looking pretty, which you are.
Right,
there's so many other things you're doing too.
Mm-hmm.
The special kids day.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to take a break here, but we come back, I want to talk about the your impact that you have, and you do have an impact. The queens do. And Cassie is just, she's a great example of a local young lady who just epitomizes the rodeo queen.
And the spirit of what rodeo is about.
And spirit, that's right. Okay, hey, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, brings us this segment. He's a workers' compensation expert. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. It may be that if you're dealing with the insurance company or employers, everything's going the way it should be. It may be taking a little time, but he'll tell you that. Not to, you know, you don't need legal representation. But if you do, you want a pit bull by the name of Patrick Gorman in your corner. He is a tough guy, and he will fight for you to make sure you get everything that you deserve from a work injury. Give them a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town, working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary, a medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke with notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They've got it all. They've got small front loaders. They've got large. I saw a small tractor down there at the rodeo grounds, and I thought, I need that. I need that tractor. I just have a backyard. So I'm trying to think, what can I do with that small tractor except drive it up and down the street? So, but good people down there, a young couple in this locally owned, locally operated, located in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. You got to be clearing property if you got to, if you need to do it. They're the people to go to.
And one of those great Anderson businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Trish Clark and I are here, and we're here with Miss Reading Rodeo, Kathy Landon. And I found out during the break that when you said animal control, you work for Haven Humane.
Yes, I do.
Well, and your job then is you're out.
I'm out patrolling, making sure everybody's taking care of their animals.
Do you get phone calls about animals in cars?
Probably about this time of year, maybe about 3 or 4 a day.
Okay. Yeah.
So luckily, by the time we get there, usually they're gone. So I think it's just people going in and out of the store really quick. But, mm-hmm. you know.
But you can't do that. You can't go in and out of the store really quick and leave an animal in the car.
Especially not in this
no.
heat.
In this
no.
Heat. Yeah. And if you do see that, you need to pick up the phone and call immediately because those animals are in danger.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then that's kind of like a 911 to Cassie,
yep.
who will head on and just drop what they're doing.
Yeah, those calls are our priority, so we take those over anything else, for sure.
Cassie is a local girl from Anderson, or I should say woman now, even though you look like you're a girl.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're 21, okay? You're the same age as my granddaughter.
My grandson will be 21 the end of this month.
There you go. Cassie, the duties of the queen, and you're pre-restricted. I mean, you've got to be above and beyond controversy.
Yep, that's right. And just kind of maintaining a neutral presence with everybody,
mm-hmm.
Trying to make friends everywhere I can. So you don't ever want to be on anybody's bad side for sure. So.
And what I found out today was that, you know, because the rodeo queens travel and go from, or they're invited to them, but she pays for this out of her own pocket. We should start a GoFundMe for Cassie so she doesn't have to pay for this because, like she says, she gets 7 miles to a gallon and she hauls her horse.
Yep.
So have you seen any – I mean, you've been around it a long time. You know, when you ride out and you're in the arena,
uh-huh.
Your horse just performs wonderfully. Have you seen them when they're not on some of these?
Yeah, that was my horse last night.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think the crowd, usually the first night, they're all excited. By the third or fourth night, they all kind of calm down. But definitely the crowd yelling and the speakers right above the chutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually there's animals in the chutes, so that they get a little nervous.
Yeah, but you didn't seem like there was any problems.
Oh, well, that's good.
Because
I was panicking.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And the other thing, too, is you can't help that, you know, the horse knows when you tense up.
Yeah.
As soon as you tense up, as soon as you tense your seat up, the horse knows.
Yep.
And then
definitely give my horse stage fright, for sure.
Well, you're going out in front of a lot of people, and then, the good thing is we warmed up last night, and it was a great crowd.
It was a good crowd for Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, yeah. And then by Saturday, we should have all the bugs out, mm-hmm. as far as the horses.
Yeah.
I was that's another story. So after this year is up,
mm-hmm.
we've had others that have run for Miss Rodeo California, all that, but you're kind of retiring.
Yeah, so I think it was kind of by chance that I ended up running for Miss Reading Rodeo. I had tossed it around a little bit when I was Miss Cottonwood. And actually, as I gave my final queen speech as Cottonwood, my queen coordinator got up and said, she's going to run for Reading and she's going to win it. And then after she told the whole crowd that, I was like, well, I mean, I've been thinking about it. Might as well do it. So it's been fun, but I'm ready to move on.
You know, that's just a big challenge in just that whole process. I think that people don't understand. I'm sure it's a whole lot more demanding than it used to be. But I did that way many years ago when I was 19. And
well, let me ask that.
That's a real challenge.
Yeah.
What do you do to become – what are the events to pick Miss Reading Rodeo?
So the way that I heard somebody describe it this way, and I think it's a great way to describe it, it's basically a pageant, but our talent is horses. So we do modeling, public speaking, we do an impromptu, so maybe many people don't know what that is, but they give you a question and you have to answer it on the spot in front of a huge crowd of people. And they also judge you on your horsemanship. So they give you three different patterns that you have to memorize, and you have to make sure that your horse is on the correct lead through the whole thing. And
can you use your own horse for this?
What's that?
Did you use your own horse for this?
Yes. Okay. Some competitions, they don't let you use your own horse.
Yeah, back in South Point when they were running, you know, for that, they just provide a horse. I think they give you, like, a minute with the horse beforehand.
That's got to be way
too. One of the members of the association last night was telling me that Cotton Rosser, he recently just passed away, but yes. He actually used to help put on the Queen competitions, and he'd give them ex-bucking horses. And there was only one girl that stayed on. And I don't think she ended up winning, but that's pretty cool that, well, I mean, it's terrifying, but.
Well, you want to have your, I think a big part of the Queen, besides being, you know, being able to speak and all this, like you said, is be able to be on your horse and stay on your horse.
Yeah.
When you're riding around.
You'd be able to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yep.
Okay, so there's the four, the modeling, what's that entail?
So you bring usually two to three different outfits for a competition, and as you're coming out to give your speech, you actually, there's a specific way to model. I was not very good at that. I am not a very coordinated person, but you do have to kind of pose about six or seven times as you're going up onto the stage, so.
Well, we ought to have, Linda be the pose coordinator. She's been she was, you know, many pageants, Miss California.
Oh, really?
And all this, yeah. but it's something new. You don't usually do things like that.
Oh no, and it's a whole different set of skills that you have to learn to go through that.
Yeah.
I've been involved with the different pageants down at the fairgrounds and Miss Shasta District Fair and all these things over the years, and there's a lot to putting those pageants on, and it's a big strain on the girls.
It
really is. There's a lot to it.
And when I ran for Reading, I didn't realize that because when I did Cottonwood, they broke it up. But we did everything in the same day. We did horsemanship in the morning. That took about 3 hours. And then we went home, got dressed for just a second, and we had to run back and give our speech and all of our questions. So that was a long day. It was about 12 hours of competing.
How many contestants were there in the...
I believe there was four altogether. So
your day starts during rodeo week. When's your day start? 8 o'clock this morning. But
yeah. So my day it differs. Yesterday I actually didn't have anything going on during the day for the first time this week, so I went home and bathed my horse. But tomorrow it's going to start at about 5 a.m. for the pancake breakfast.
There you go.
Yep. So.
Make sure you stop by and see us there tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Cassie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're, of course, talking to Miss Cassie Landon, who is Miss Reading Rodeo this year, and this will be her last time as Rodeo Queen.
Yep, I am very excited.
And she's a local girl, and she's got works three jobs, including animal control with Haven Humane. We're blessed, and I tell Mark this, we're blessed to have Haven Humane in our community.
Yeah.
My gosh. Well, look, good luck, and we'll see you tonight, I'm sure.
Thank you.
And I asked you outside, but the Marines wanted me to ask you the question. ask Miss Reading Rodeo why she's teasing us.
Oh,
the Marines.
So I would love to tell this story. So, I'm not going to name drop, but one of the Marines, my friend and I, actually the first time we went to Reading as visiting royalty, one of the mounted Marines dropped his sword in the arena. Nobody noticed it, but we did. I think we were the only ones that noticed it. And as soon as he walked out, he told the gate guy, "There's a sword in the arena." And we were both like, we knew that that happened. So last night, he came over and said hi, and I said, "Okay, don't drop anything tonight." And he was a little embarrassed.
Well, now I know the story. Wait till I see him tomorrow. He's going to be more embarrassed.
Yep.
Now that
yep.
I know what it is, I had no idea.
Yep.
So, dropping the sword in the arena. Ooh.
Ooh.
Kathy, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and when everybody's out at the rodeo, now you know who Miss Radium Rodeo is.
Yep.
It's a great story.
Great.
All right,
thanks for coming in.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by REU. Think about purchasing an electric car or a truck or a bike. Radium Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year. And these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number, waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sunday steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, this is where I am. All this stuff going on late at night, coming in here is For some reason, I thought I had more time because the news was on. No,
I know.
That was
an hour ago. I was ready to do the weather because I thought we were going into the next hour, and then it just dawned on me at the same. Wait a minute! It's only a half hour. Lots going on KCNR this morning.
That's right. Hey, Shasta Regional Medical Center brings us this portion of the show. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top-rated hospitals in the United States by the Medicare and Medicaid Centers services, for categories such as heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical safety, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. This is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We got one of the top hospitals in the nation right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Trish and I are here, and this has kind of been kind of a rodeo day. We had John Montiel on, who is the arena director, and John could have gone on for an hour.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
very easily, interesting.
Just talking about what it takes, just the dirt in the arena, the mixture. And because you've got barrel racers wanting one kind, you've got the timed events wanting another, and the bull riders and the rough stock riders wanting kind of a different one. So you've got to have a blend in there.
And you start with a steak dinner for 2,000 people on a surface that's almost like concrete.
It is. And then the next morning, you've got the special kids day, so they leave it kind of like that, but there's an area where they can, you know, because it gives good footing for the kids. 250 kids there Monday. And I tell you what, you see cowboys with tears in their eyes for doing this. And those kids are just, they just really love it.
Lot going on.
Well, as you probably heard from me over the last few weeks, we're getting a little pushback from three members of the city council about the rodeo grounds.
It's future.
And just let me lay this out first before we introduce our guest. They wanted to enhance the boat ramp down there. And the Reading Rodeo Association is not against that at all, enhancing the boat ramp and the bathroom down there. But what they did for their, quote, environmental study was they want part of our leased land to do it. And then they want a concrete area or asphalt everything. Well, part of where they want to asphalt is the alley. We call it the alley where all of the flag riders come in, where the barrel racers are and everything. Plus the fact of asphalting all this area cuts back on our ability to be unloading these $100,000 plus horses that are coming through here. And during the time that they were talking about it, the gentleman said, because they said, how can you do this? They've got a three-year lease. Or, you know, they were talking about that. And he said, well, that lease is up in 2025 or 2026. Well, when he said those words, you should have just seen people turn and look at this guy. He's right. That lease is only for 3 years. And the city has refused to give longer than a three-year lease to the Reading Rodeo. Now they're saying, well, we want to see the river plan and all this. But that river plan could take, what, or the update for down there, that could take 2 years. And then what happens? You know, we've had the Reading Rodeo here for 75 years. And we, of course, in the association, we're concerned about this. We're really concerned. But then there was a grassroots movement started by our next guest, Mike Quinn. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And he came up to me about it, and this is not an offshoot of the Reading Rodeo Association at all.
No.
Now, you know, but he talked to our manager, and Mike Quinn, of course, is very well known in our community. He used to have, well, he still does. He has 12:30 a.m., which we have spent an inordinate amount of time and money making sure that we all coexist peacefully now.
Yes.
And but what brought you to do what brought you to start this, Mike?
I grew up in rodeo, and I used to work for Quarter Circle T out of Colorado in the summers, and I would have bucking horses, and they were my pack horses, and I trained them by having them trot up and down the mountains, and I remember Tanglefoot and Blackie were my horses, and one was ridden once. So you know, it's just something I've always enjoyed. And ever since I've come here in 1977, I go to the rodeo. I mean, that is...
The rodeo is part of the community.
It's a part of, it's part of the West. It's part of everything. It is just fun. For people who don't even know anything about horses, I mean, you just go there. And, you know, so I've supported it. And for all the years that I had radio stations and all that, I mean, we've always been a big supporter of it. And when I heard that they were talking, even talking about anything to do with it, not giving them a long-term lease so they could expand the grounds, and they're spending $1 million to do this study, give $1 million to the Reading Rodeo Association, you'll have a Taj Mahal down there.
The only thing the Reading Rodeo Association wants is a long-term lease. So Reading Rodeo Association has never taken any money from the city.
No,
They've given back $8 million a year to the city. They've never said, hey, why don't you put up the lights instead of us putting up the lights? Why don't you do this? But there are so many other things that we can do down there. You know, the stands,
Everything.
You know, yeah. the thing out there where, you know, what do you call that, where the huge screen where you see it. But there's so many other things that can be done to upgrade it, to do these things. But you can't get a loan for 3 years to do that. It's got to be like a 15-year loan.
And the key to what they're trying to do is what you said a minute ago, is that the Reading Rodeo Association has not asked for any money from the city to fund this. The taxpayers have never funded, nor are they going to be funding in the future anything that the Reading Rodeo Association does.
Unlike the soccer fields, big league dreams.
Right.
And the soccer fields were so mismanaged, we had to spend money that they promised to pay back and then broke their word on that.
Anything else that's proposed down at that area.
Right. So,
even the fishing people don't want the piece of property that they've been asked for.
The fishermen are cowboys and rodeo and people. I mean, you think the fishermen are not, then it's the same crowd, and they're not there at the same time.
And they don't want to concrete an area of the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
This is what the spokesman for the fly shop, who arguably brings in more people for this, he said, we need the boat ramp fixed in the bathroom. He says, but we come in and out. They drop off there. He says, we don't need all that area and to do that. So, but what the city did was they put out this, we need this study done. So they get the money for the study, but it's so much property. Well, that cuts right through part of our.
And once you do the environmental impact report and get to the comment stage where you have a preferred alternative, the decision has been made.
That's right. So we're going to unmake it. Literally, we're going to make it. The program that we started was called 75 More. This is perfect timing to have a 75th anniversary. So we're asking for the city council to give them a 15-year contract with 4 15-year extensions. That makes it another 75. We are guaranteed that our grandkids and great-grandkids and great-grandkids are going to have this. And if you saw all the youth that are out there participating and things like that, this is our heritage, too. Every city has a heritage week in which they come back, and ours is the Reading Rodeo. And, you know, it brings people in from all over. We're nationally recognized. And they're doing it, you know, on a shoestring down there. And all I've got to say is to everyone of the Rodeo Association and the Asphalt Cowboys, who are right behind them, supporting them in every single way, and it's their home also, that, guys, hats off to you.
Well,
10-gallon hats off to you.
Well, let me say is that I joined the Reading Rodeo Association last year after watching it for 14 years. I don't join a lot of things. The VFW, because that's just part. I join, but I don't have to do anything. Reading Rodeo Association, I am just totally amazed every time I'm there to see the time that people put in. We had the arena director on today. But there are so many other people, Skip and Rick and all these, that volunteer their time, and they are construction guys, so they make sure all of that's out there. People are, you know, power washing. I was weed eating, power washing, because I'm not a skilled carpenter, and I'm taking paint back and forth and all these. But that's just me. Multiply me by 50, and you've got an idea of what it takes. And they do this out of love for mm-hmm. the rodeo. They don't, you know, nobody gets a cent.
Well, we've mentioned several different organizations. You don't want to forget the auxiliary and all this.
Oh, my gosh.
Because those women are not part of the Reading Rodeo Association, but that auxiliary, I mean, they're all a part of this. These volunteers that just donate so much time and effort.
It goes, the entire thing is done with groups like that, and
exactly.
they all just coordinate together. You've got your drill teams, which were nationally known, and, you know, now the youth drill teams are coming up. It's all America right there. If you want to see something you want to see all America, go tonight to the rodeo, just stand in the middle of the grounds and look around there.
And let me give. Oh, we got to take a break.
People coming
Let's
from
take
all
a break.
And then you're absolutely.
Well, I was over at the Sheridan because we have a production meeting there. And let me tell you, this production meeting, I'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. But I mean, I've seen military operations with less planning than what I saw. And that meeting goes every night, talking about what goes on. But hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. Well, it's not just mine. I'm sure there's thousands of others. But I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. And think about that. Not only that, it's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business. They have been there a long time. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they work by appointment. So I give them a call at 530-244-9478. And I set up a time that works for me. And them. Go down and get my haircut. I can hang around if I want to and then take off. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left hand. Showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as the highway has ever been.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Get ready, comedy fans, to spend an evening busting at the seams with comedian, actor, and writer Nick Swardson, best known for his roles on Reno 911, Grandma's Boy, and his own comedy shows Pretend Time and Typical Rick. Nick Swardson will take you on a journey of smells and laughter. So grab your tickets today. Thursday, May 25th, the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center will be filled with laughter. Tickets start at just $40 plus fees. Visit windriver.com for complete details. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette the Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's Rodeo Week, so we're spending a lot of time on rodeo this week. This is a huge, it's another thing. It's part of our heritage, and it's Heritage Week here. It's, the fact is that the Reading Rodeo, without taking any money from the city, puts $8 million back in the coffers of this area through taxes, direct sales, all of this. Where do you think all that hay comes from? It comes from around here. Yeah, what about the rooms? I was at the Sheridan yesterday for a production meeting, and this couple were checking in from out of town for all 4 days of the Reading Rodeo. And Trish Clark and I, we have Mike Quinn, who completely separated from the Reading Rodeo Association in the sense that he's not a member or anything. Has started a grassroots movement for 75 more.
75 more years. We want a 15-year contract immediately for the Reading Rodeo Association and 4 additional 15-year extensions, totaling 75, so we can say we made it to 75, we're going to 150, no problem.
Yeah, and by the way, last night, the president of the PRCA, Professional Rodeos Cowboys Association, gave a plaque to the Reading Rodeo Association for their 75 years. And one of the things, too, is that the Reading Rodeo Association is one of only 20 that has been inducted into the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association Hall of Fame, the Rodeo Committee. And when you put them in, you're in the top 40 rodeos out of 600. And if we had that extra time, you would even see the grounds be used a lot more. Part of the problem, I'll just say it, is parking. Advance Reading, Bethel, owns the parking lots. And so it's difficult to get the space we need for parking to bring in other events, team roping, barrel racing, and all that.
Well, you got the Stillwater Powwow. What a great combination.
Gosh.
They came in last night, because I was there last night, you know, with my family, and they came in and they did the
Wouldn't
dance.
Like
people, it was.
Well,
I mean,
you could have the cattle cutting competition. They have they have it in Corning. They go to Red Bluff. They go to Bernie.
And we're not talking $10,000 here. We're talking thousands of dollars of competition. So here they come.
And all of those people bring lots of money into your community.
Yeah, right. And I was on the original horse park committee, where the county and the city both put together, you know, groups and stuff like that. And we spent hours, hundreds of hours putting that together. And it failed in front of the city council. They refused to even talk about it. And so,
but that should have been private enterprise again. And
okay.
It was a great idea, but it should have been private enterprise, not government.
And let me tell you what that would have been. If it had been, from what I understand, it was before my time, that would have been the rodeo right there.
And still within the city limits, you would have had everything that you need, but it would have been so much more because it was covered. You could have had conventions and things like that, like we used to have here. And we can go back into the history of when we had conventions. But anyway, how do people help? Okay, we are going to be passing out at the rodeo for the next 3 nights these letters, and then the Asphalt Cowboys are going to have the petition to sign, and we're going to present that to the city council.
And the letters mean so much more than
the
petition.
Yeah, because they have to read them. We can make them out, and we will make copies for all of them, and they have to read them all, and they can read thousands of them. And that's the big thing. I want to send a shout out to a couple of people at, Cowboy Patriot Printing and Apparel. And that is Sean and Rose.
And where are they located at?
They're just here in town. They don't have a storefront.
Okay.
I was just in a chiropractor's office, and they were in there, and they overheard a conversation I was having, and they said, how can we help? Because Sean's got a rather unique history in rodeo. He was a one of the clowns out there getting in front of the bulls when the riders were down, and he is a veteran too.
Oh, great.
So that's where the name Cowboy Patriot comes from, and they are just wonderful. So they're doing the website and all that stuff that I don't know how to do, and you know, it's been a huge help. They're providing
this
a lot of
community
the people.
is so amazing.
You say one word something here, and all of a sudden you got.
Well, here's the thing: is our, let's just face it, our community is fractured right now.
In areas, yes,
in areas, in the political side. But this is something I don't care what side you're on. This is something that we need to do. It doesn't mean that the riverfront can't be developed or whatever they want to do, but that's going to take years and years if it happens. But
and the rodeo needs to be part of that development.
It does.
It doesn't. We don't need to
they
develop
need to be,
it down
they
there.
They need to be plank holders.
You don't
on that.
Sell riverfront property.
Well, but what I'm getting at, though, is this. It's going to take years and years for any of this to come to fruition. The rodeo is here. They get the extended lease like we're talking about, and they can make it so much better down there. They can have more events. Because people say, well, how many events do they have down there? They have several every year. The big one, of course.
They have way more.
Yeah. But they could have way more. And they could, like I said, you could have something going on there monthly easily, once a month.
Concerts, Brooks and Dunn, and was it Reba McEntire was there? Yeah. I remember for that because we took some of the special needs kids down to that.
Yeah.
And, packed the place.
That's it. Now, tonight, the rodeo starts at 7. Get there earlier because of the parking. You get a chance to sign this petition.
Right.
Come on in. Now, let me just throw another plug in here. We have the 75th anniversary of the rodeo program. And in that program, I mean, this is a one-of-a-kind. It's got the history of the rodeo. It's got the people who were in the inaugural Hall of Fame for Reading Rodeo. Their stories are in there. It's just it's a keepsake, really.
Uh-huh.
They're $5, but in that you get the day sheet too, telling you who's riding, what's going on, and all this. But that's $5, and really that pays for the program. But this is a one of a kind. It's not going to be next year. It wasn't last year. It's this one. And pick up one of those programs to have, or two, or three, whatever you want.
Great keepsake item.
Yeah, and because these are ones that the people were going to want to have. I mean, it's got it in there. It's got everything about the rodeo, how it started, how it expanded, and all this. And that's in the program, sir. It's not just your regular program.
No, and when you have those special dates, I think I've got the 75th Jack's shirt or something like that.
Yes.
That they had. I bought one just because it has that ring to it.
Absolutely. memorabilia, absolutely.
That's what made this so important now is that 75th just comes, everything's in line, you know, with a good number. And is it Diamond anniversary or that this one is?
Yeah, 75th?
No, Diamond is 25th.
Oh.
Oh. Well, whatever it is.
Well, if you had 325 years, yeah. And that's...
Well, but the key to this is the decision for this, the future of this, is in the hands of the Reading City Council.
Yep.
And it's in the hands of three members of the Reading City Council. And they have not, at this point, been willing to extend that lease, and this community needs to get together and convince those three city council people that this is part of what needs to happen at that area. And the way you do that is with numbers.
And
if you need to be at the meetings, but you more importantly need to sign this petition, sign these letters, and make it known that this is what the community wants.
And it's really important to understand that we're going to be having people sign this not just from Reading. Because for people from the county come to Reading, this is all
absolutely
one community, and so we definitely want everybody to understand. Everybody can sign it, but we're going to separate the ones from Reading because those are the voters. They're going to be
these are people that vote them in the office, but they
everybody
need to understand.
Counts.
More importantly, this isn't about politics. This isn't about anything. This is about the history. What's important to this community, and those of us
traditions.
Who have been here a long time, the traditions, the things we're known for, and Reading's known for the rodeo.
Yes.
And no Reading rodeo, then I can juxtapose that into no Reading rodeo parade. Why would the asphalt cowboys have a breakfast?
Yeah.
This whole week is around – the Reading Rodeo, all the things the Asphalt Cowboys do, all the things that you see out here, everything.
The yellow shirts and the red shirts are a tradition in this community. Yeah. You can't have lived here.
What are you going to
know about that? Yeah. Even if you have no love for horses or involvement or anything else in your life, it's the Reading Rodeo
time.
People
go there that don't even understand what's going on.
Well,
It's an event, and the kids absolutely love it.
We have to run. Mike, thank you so much for being here today. How do people get a hold of you?
Actually, you can call me 356-2028 if you need some of these, you know, signature sheets. We'll be glad to take them out to you. We'll go out to businesses. We'll do whatever it takes to do that.
Luck on that one.
mquintax@yahoo.com.
Okay,
mquintax@yahoo.com. Just flood me. I will.